Then, like an anthem from the heart's loosened cave, a voice soared up whose magic sound could turn the poignant weeping of the earth to sobs of rapture, and her cry to spirit song. O human image of the deathless word, how hast thou seen beyond the topaz walls the gleaming sisters of the divine gate, summoned the genii of their wakeful sleep, and under revelation's arches forced the carved, thought-shrouded doors to swing apart, unlocked the avenues of spiritual sight, and taught the entries of a heavenly estate to thy rapt soul that bore the golden key. In thee the secret sight man's blindness missed has opened its view past time, my chariot course, and death, my tunnel which I drive through life to reach my unseen distances of bliss. I am the hushed search of the jealous gods, pursuing my wisdom's vast, mysterious work, seized in the thousand meeting ways of heaven. I am the beauty of the unveiled ray, drawing through the deep roads of the infinite night, the unconquerable pilgrim soul of earth. Beneath the flaring torches of the stars, I am the inviolable ecstasy. They who have looked on me shall grieve no more. The eyes that live in night shall see my form. On the pale shores of foaming steely straits that flow beneath a grey, tormented sky, two powers from one original ecstasy born pace near but parted in the life of man. One leans to earth, the other yearns to the skies. Heaven in its rapture dreams of perfect earth. Earth in its sorrow dreams of perfect heaven. The two longing to join yet walk apart, idly divided by their vain conceits. They are kept from their oneness by enchanted fears. Sundered mysteriously by miles of thought. They gaze across the silent gulfs of sleep. Or side by side reclined upon my vasts, like bride and bridegroom magically divorced, they wake to yearn, but never can they clasp, while thinly flickering hesitates uncrossed between the lovers on their nuptial couch, the shadowy eidolon of a sword. But when the phantom flame edge fails undone, then never more can space or time divide the lover from the loved. Space shall draw back her great translucent curtain. Time shall be the quivering of the spirit's endless bliss. Attend that moment of celestial fate. Meanwhile, you too shall serve the dual law, which only now the scouts of vision glimpse, who, pressing through the forest of their thoughts, have found the narrow bridges of the gods. Wait, patient of the brittle bars of form, making division your delightful means of happy oneness, rapturously enhanced by attraction in the throbbing air between. Yet if thou wouldst abandon the vexed world, careless of the dark moan of things below, tread down the isthmus, overleap the flood, cancel thy contract with the laboring force. Renounce the tie that joins thee to earthkind. Cast off thy sympathy with mortal hearts. Arise, vindicate thy spirit's conquered right, relinquishing thy charge of transient breath under the cold gaze of the indifferent stars, leaving thy borrowed body on the sod. Ascend, O soul, into thy blissful home. Here in the playground of the eternal child, or in domains the wise immortals tread, roam with thy comrade splendor under skies spiritual, lit by an unsetting sun, as godheads live who care not for the world and share not in the toil of nature's powers. Absorbed in their self-ecstasy, they dwell. Cast off the ambiguous myth of earth's desire. O immortal, to felicity arise. On Savitri, listening in her tranquil heart to the harmony of the ensnaring voice, a joy exceeding earth's and heaven's poured down, the bliss of an unknown eternity, a rapture from some waiting infinite. A smile came rippling out in her wide eyes, its confident felicity's messenger, as if the first beam of the morning sun rippled along two wakened lotus pools. O besetter of man's soul with life and death, and the world's pleasure and pain, and day and night, tempting his heart with the far lure of heaven, testing his strength with the close touch of hell, I climb not to thy everlasting day, even as I have shunned thy eternal night. To me who turn not from thy terrestrial way, give back the other self my nature asks. Thy spaces need him not to help their joy. Earth needs his beautiful spirit made by thee to fling delight down like a net of gold. Earth is the chosen place of mightiest souls. Earth is the heroic spirit's battlefield, the forge where the archmason shapes his works. Thy servitudes on earth are greater, King, than all the glorious liberties of heaven. The heavens were once to me my natural home. I too have wandered in star-jeweled groves, paced sun-gold pastures and moon-silver swards, and heard the harping laughter of their streams, and lingered under branches dropping myrrh. I too have reveled in the fields of light, touched by the ethereal raiment of the winds. Thy wonder rounds of music I have trod, lived in the rhyme of bright unlaboring thoughts. I have beat swift harmonies of rapture vast, danced in spontaneous measures of the soul the great and easy dances of the God. O fragrant are the lanes thy children walk, And lovely is the memory of their feet amid the wonder flowers of paradise. A heavier tread is mine, a mightier touch. There where the gods and demons battle in night, or wrestle on the borders of the sun, taught by the sweetness and the pain of life to bear the uneven, strenuous beat that throbs against the edge of some divinest hope, to dare the impossible with these pangs of search. In me, the spirit of immortal love stretches its arms out to embrace mankind. Too far thy heavens for me from suffering men. Imperfect is the joy not shared by all. Oh, to spread forth, oh, to encircle and seize more hearts till love in us has filled thy world. O life, the life beneath the wheeling stars. For victory in the tournament with death, for bending of the fierce and difficult bow, for flashing of the splendid sword of God. O thou who sound'st the trumpet in the lists, part not the handle from the untried steel. Take not the warrior with his blow unstruck. Are there not still a million fights to wage? O King Smith, clang on still thy toil begun. Weld us to one in thy strong smithy of life. Thy fine curved jeweled hilt call Savitri. Thy blade's exultant smile, name Satyavan. Fashion to beauty, point us through the world. Break not the lyre before the song is found. Are there not still unnumbered chants to weave? O subtle-souled musician of the years, play out what thou hast fluted on my stops. Arise from the strain their first wild plaint divined, and that discover which is yet unsung. I know that I can lift man's soul to God. I know that he can bring the immortal down. Our will labors, permitted by thy will, and without thee, an empty roar of storm, a senseless whirlwind, is the Titan's force. and without thee a snare the strength of gods. Let not the inconscient gulf swallow man's race, that through earth's ignorance struggles towards thy light. O thunderer with the lightnings of the soul, give not to darkness and to death thy son. Achieve thy wisdom's hidden firm decree and the mandate of thy secret worldwide love. Her words failed, lost in thought's immensity, which seized them at the limits of their cry and hid their meaning in the distances that stir to more than ever speech has won. From the unthinkable end of all our thought and the ineffable from whom all